This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. That's bad news for you guys. For those of you taking testosterone, apparently testosterone therapy has been linked to blood clots. And can I say again, this is not the first time, but low T is something that we are seeing more and more, and it is probably one of the more popular diagnoses now, as men are coming into the clinic, not so much for Viagra as much as they used to, but they want to know the root of why they need Viagra, and many of them want to be evaluated for low T or low testosterone. So let's talk about this for a quick second. What are some symptoms of low T or low testosterone? One is fatigue. Okay, you know, you're tired. Maybe you're losing your stamina. Maybe you're losing your muscle mass. Maybe you're losing some of your strength. Erectile dysfunction. Your sex drive. You know, so you have difficulty maintaining erections, difficulty starting the erection, but the sex drive may not even be there. You could have fertility issues. Right, where, you know, gosh, you know, I've been with my wife for a while. We still haven't been able to make a baby. Let's check my testosterone. And then also sperm count, depression, mood disorders, also a bone mass loss. You know, if a man has low testosterone, a symptom of that could be lowering bone mass. So, you know, as well as a variety of other issues. So this could be pretty, you know, it's pretty debilitating. You know, many, you know, pundits out there say, look, you know, it's a supplement. It's a steroid, so it's just for enhancement. And, you know, we can't say that. Somebody with low testosterone must feel like crap. And the reason why I could understand that is when my estrogen is low, I feel like crap. But at least I have fluctuations throughout the month. It's going to get better. With your testosterone, it may not get better. Now, does testosterone drop like estrogen in women? No, it doesn't. Okay? Testosterone will drop possibly at a rate of 1% per year, beginning in your 30s. So, yes, men's testosterone will drop, but it just won't drop suddenly like a woman's estrogen does. So, then a woman's estrogen, all of a sudden she hits menopause, and it drops hard, and it is bad. With men, it's a very, very slow rate. So men, by the time they're in their 40s, they're like, okay, something's different. Now, I'll check a random testosterone level, and they're good. But I'm like, look, I get you. You're feeling a difference. You know, maybe you were 900 and now you're 700. And so to you, that's low, even though you're still normal and you don't qualify for supplementation. How do people supplement with testosterone? There are pills, but the pills don't work as well. I think the injections and the gels are probably the best. But, you know, one thing I do as a medical doctor is, you know, I really look at what's going on. I mean, if they say, you know, my testosterone is dropping, and I see it dropping. I see it dropping faster than 1% a year. You know, like that gentleman from a 900 to a 700. I'm like, something is up. First, I ask if they've taken testosterone before. Okay, because maybe you're fooling around with your you know, hormone balance you know, or maybe it was high because you still had testosterone in the system, you know, from your last cycle. I don't know. But when I see it start to drop, one of the first things I do is evaluate for diabetes. Many times with diabetes, you'll start seeing testosterone drop. And we'll evaluate for other endocrine abnormalities. So, if somebody needs testosterone and their testosterone is low, you don't really have a lot of doctors decline it. Okay, they know you need it. And they know you need it, so they are going to move forward. So, however, what are the risks? Well, let's say you are at risk or more inclined to get prostate cancer. Okay? I give you testosterone, and that testosterone starts to fuel it. I could accelerate the prostate cancer that you were destined to have. Also, it can increase your prostate size. So if you're at risk with benign prostatic hyperplasia, if you're at risk for having such a big prostate that you can't urinate, this can make it worse. Polycythemia can increase your red blood cells. That can put you at risk for clots, mess up the moods, acne, sleep apnea. Testosterone therapy has been linked to sleep apnea. I really don't understand yet the connection, but, you know. And then, of course, we've been talking about studies of heart attack and stroke. So now researchers have found that there's a 63% increased risk of blood clots, and that is within the first 6 months of testosterone therapy. So what are blood clots? Well, obviously, blood clots are aggregates of cells that, and a variety of cells that start to wall off blood flow within a vein. They form in the deep, deep veins. So now blood has an obstruction, can't get to where it needs to, and the vein drains, right? It drains deoxygenated blood from organs to take it back to the heart to get oxygenated. So you need your veins just as much as you need your arteries. And these veins, these clots, remember, you know, won't just sit still sometimes. Okay, some of these clots will get pushed higher. So they could go up to the brain, go up to the heart, obviously cause stroke, pulmonary embolism, organ damage, etc. Back in 2014, there were some studies hinting at this VTE, venous thromboembolism. So the FDA recommended warning labels on testosterone products. So now these researchers out of the Icahn School of Medicine in Mount Sinai, New York, said, look, the risk is low, one case per 1,000 men a year, but let's say you're prone to blood clots. This could be pretty scary. Now, Dr. Carlos Martinez said now, something they did find is that the risk does fall as time passes since the therapy. But my problem is if the therapy is a continuous therapy, all right, that risk, I think, will still be there. So let's say you're genetically predisposed. Let's say your coagulation panel is off and you have a factor that's a little bit messed up in your hypercoagulability. If you've had a blood clot before, if you have cancer, that makes you more coagulable. Let's say you have a very long flight to Europe. You take a lot of long flights. That makes you immobile. You had a hospitalization. You had a surgery. That makes you immobile. Pregnancy can also give you clots, smoking, and, of course, the risk increases with age. So, you know, Dr. Krieger, who also did the study, says, my advice is to review your underlying factors, weigh risks, benefits, etc. I mean, again, we don't want to deny men their testosterone. We don't want to do that. But, you know, we got to remember that what we could be doing could make it something worse. I wrote a blog about this. Go to my website at drdahlia.com if you want to read more. 1-877-DrDahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our Spine Care Consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and big thanks to GCN, Genesis Communications Network, for making the show happen. So a son, 28 years old, stabs and dismembers his parents, dissolves them in acid over Thanksgiving. Why? Why was he mad? Because they tried to cut him off financially. Are you kidding me? Joe Michael Guy Jr., being reported by Daily Mail, is charged with first-degree murder in the slaying of his parents, Joe Michael Guy Sr. and Lisa Guy. He lives in Baton Rouge, attended LSU until last year, allegedly needing money, and met with his parents to discuss the issue. While the motive is not clear, the investigators believe that his parents were going to cut him off financially. They were stabbed, dismembered remains found in multiple rooms in their home. The parts of the remains were discovered in an acid-based solution. How did he know to do that? I think, did Breaking Bad do that with the acid? Yeah. 28 years old, This is crazy. You look at his parents, they look like nice people. Guy traveled from Louisiana to visit his parents' Thanksgiving holiday. The suspect is not employed, allegedly needed money, had met with his parents to discuss the issue. They say he was studying to be a plastic surgeon and had been in college for 9 years. His parents supported him for nearly a decade. Guy was reportedly studying to be a plastic surgeon, they said. The couple were engineers ready to retire and stopped providing him with money, according to relatives. Authorities are now looking into whether there was a life insurance policy that he could collect, but they don't think there was. The victims were stabbed, unfortunately, and that was the cause of death. They were last seen alive Friday when they left their home. When I hear kids killing the parents, this isn't the first time we've heard this, you wonder, I don't want to say this without sounding bad and making very gross assumptions, but I think somebody has to say it. We have a lot of killers out there, and we have a lot of people that are messed up. Okay? Adam Lanza shoots his mom in the head before he goes to Sandy Hook and shoots up a bunch of school children. Why are these people in our society, living in our society for years, and nobody picks up on this? And it's because we're so afraid to talk about it. We're so afraid of not being PC. We're so afraid of saying the wrong thing and grouping people into, maybe we need some criteria. And maybe some people will get their toes stepped on. But, maybe we just have to say, look, guys, okay, if you have, these are the behaviors of Adam Lanza, of James Holmes, of this guy Jr., of the one that shot up a church during a church setting, Dylan Roof. I want you to take a look at all these people. McVeigh, look at these people. All right? This is what was cited as somebody look at all these weird killers, these just real crazy people, and come up with a psychological profile. And if you want to help society, you need to warn us, warn parents, warn school teachers. Was he a Somali resident? The one that, drove onto the Ohio State University campus and was wielding a knife? Okay, what are some characteristic patterns? The San Bernardino shooter, he and his wife. They're at a Christmas party. They decide to go home and shoot up. Yes, I understand terrorism, okay, might have been involved in some of the attacks. But you have killers. And whether they're doing it for ISIS or Al-Qaeda or for Satan or for whatever is driving them, they're hearing voices. We have got to educate ourselves so we know what's coming. All right, now. Every now and then, somebody will say, I get a weird vibe from him. And you got to be very, very careful, because sometimes if somebody is different, they will give off a weird vibe. And where we've been very hesitant to be very vocal about character profiles of killers is because some of these people may have characteristic traits that could look like a very innocent person with autism. And so we have so many people with autism, and we have so many people with Asperger's who could be falsely labeled as somebody that could go berserk. And so it's not something that's very easily fixed. And so I believe that we're going to have to come up with some approach. I mean, when your own parents don't realize, when parents don't realize their son is going to kill them, something is wrong. Unless they did have an idea. They did, have an inkling. Or are these split second thoughts? Are these split second thoughts when somebody wants to kill? I don't know. It's very hard for somebody with logic and somebody with normal mentation. I know some of you guys doubt that, but I do. I know it's very, very frustrating for somebody with normal logic or noble mentation to go, okay, I'm going to try to think what a killer is doing. Does he get so mad that he, no, you have no idea what's going on. Because he's not thinking logically. A logic person wouldn't kill his parents, dismember them, and put them in acid containers. Okay? A logical person wouldn't do that. Maybe he's hearing a voice telling him to do it. Maybe he has a split personality, and that split personality is what's causing him to wield the knife. All right? We don't know. And we're trying to put ourselves into these people's brains. So if we don't know and we don't have a system in place to provide proper mental health assistance, which we need to get working on, we need to, on the flip side, protect others. And it's going to be a very cold world later. If you have to worry that somebody is going to drive his car onto a campus and start, you know, knifing people and slicing people, or in Paris, someone will just start taking their truck and plowing into a group of people. These, you may just have to start thinking like there's a terrorist, there's a bad guy. You know, I love the training the cops get, and I wish we all could get that kind of training. Alright, because I've had many, many friends and, you know, family members who are police officers, and, you know, when they walk, they are always on. They are always aware. They know what to look for. Just like me as a doctor. If you're in front of me, and I see yellow, or I see gray, or I see a fullness in your thyroid, I mean, you don't turn it off. You're always ready. And so, like, police officers or members of the military or, you know, they walk to a restaurant. They know exactly where the exits are. You know, maybe they scan the place and look for abnormal behavior. A lot of you guys have been already doing it on planes. I see you guys. You guys walk on the planes and you start looking at everybody. You start sizing them up. You know, just in case, God forbid, we're going to be Flight 93. You know, so, maybe we need preparedness. Maybe we need, you know, it's very interesting with Ohio State University when that assailant was there, the emergency tweet system told everybody to, run, hide, and fight. You know what I mean? If you have to fight, I are we trained to fight? Do we know how to? I mean, you know, none of us have upper body strength. Can I punch somebody if I have to? No, I could kick. I could scratch, right? I could go ape crazy on the person, but, you know, I mean, do I know how to block? Do I know how to protect myself to the degree that I think I should? No, because most of us haven't been in the military. Most of us haven't gotten that kind of training. Maybe we need that. It makes you wonder. And I'm not saying just because you have military training, you're not going to be a victim. All right, obviously that one, I forget what it is, the Marine office in the strip mall where somebody came in and started shooting our officers. But the idea that we're going to be ready, we're going to be prepared, and we're going to try not to be a victim, that has to be our thinking all the time. You know, I think we really need to learn from Israel. Watch what Israel does. Watch their citizens. Every one of them has to do military service, and I'm not saying we need to do that here, but to see where I'm coming from with this, they all have military service, and they all kind of are aware of acts of terror because it's happening to them all the time. They are surrounded by countries that want them wiped off the face of this earth. And so they all, you know, when you go to Israel, you just feel a sense of readiness. They are prepared. And we are not. We are so complacent. Do any of us have storage food? Do any of us have water in our house for more than one day? Are any of us prepared? Do any of us know how to use a weapon? Do any of us know how to protect ourselves? Do any of us have game plans? Do any of us have a fire? If there's a fire in your house, do you guys even have a plan? Do you even know where your fire extinguisher is? We are so unprepared. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, before we get into a couple other headlines, there's been a lot of emails and a lot of concern and talk on social media, and I've been asked about, you know, are the Democrats going to fight this Obamacare repeal? And I'm under the impression that they can. They actually can fight it. I think Chuck Schumer said that he is going to give resistance. I think he's saying this is now a war on seniors. And so it's been already, you see, the back and forth BS. And, yeah, Chuck Schumer, the incoming Senate Minority Leader, says his caucus will not budge and pledges resistance. I don't think Nancy Pelosi, Pelosi won the Minority Leader in the House, and she was the one that ran through Obamacare. So it is going to be a fight. It is going to be a fight. He says the caucus won't budge, pledges resistance, and, you know, we don't want to see the government stall like it did, right, you know, with the last 8 years. So we want to see something happening. But I think what they're doing is rather than a, we are going to repeal it, and that's it, you know, they started to move towards a, okay, we're going to repeal and we're going to replace it. And now I guess what they're starting to do is we are going to unite and transition sort of attitude. And with that being the case, the Washington Post talks about it. Now, I actually am very, very optimistic. Now, I'm not a political analyst to the degree that I want to be. And many people said, look, if we only have 51 votes, you know, in the Senate, how are Republicans going to, you know, make a better healthcare system if they're going to have the if the 51 votes isn't enough when you need the 60 majority? Well, Newt Gingrich was talking about, well, there probably are a lot of Democrats that do want to get this fixed for their constituents. So there might be a lot of, you know, moderate Democrats going, look, you know, this did stink. So absolutely, I'm for unifying and getting something going. Or they say if you repeal it, you can repeal something, but to replace it is going to take the 60 votes. They say repealing Obamacare, you know, having the majority is fine, but I guess you need the 60 votes to actually put something new into the, so there's going to be, you can't repeal something and not have anything there. All right. So if that's the way this works with the Senate, and you guys probably know more than I, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, the repealing part is going to happen. And if the Democrats want a replacement and do not want to look like they are preventing a replacement of Obamacare, then they are going to have to vote to allow, you know, a bill. But the Republicans have to be smart about this. We cannot put through a crappy bill. We, meaning the government, the United States government. Okay, we cannot put through a crappy bill. I already wrote what I think we need to do. It looks like Dr. Representative Price, all right, was an orthopedic surgeon who is now nominated to hopefully be approved for Health and Human Secretary, Services Secretary, appears to be the one at the helm. So we have somebody in medicine that is overseeing it. And, you know, it's very interesting because I talk to a lot of people who are liberal-minded. And I don't mind. There's, you know, it's a great conversation. And, I mean, we need the dichotomy to make this country great. I don't want everybody thinking the same. And, you know, it's very interesting that even a lot of the liberals know that the system was messed up. I mean, you know, what I keep saying is there is something we could agree on. There's a lot we could agree on. All right? How many liberals out there are for the high deductibles? None. They know that stinks. Yeah, this is what's very, very interesting about something like this being done right out the gate is we may not have the issues of, well, I need to be reelected in 4 years. All right. We may, yeah, some have to be reelected in 2 years, but we may not have that issue where they're like, okay, look, you know, we're not going to get hurt by trying because, you know, we need a replacement. Obamacare is getting repealed. We need a replacement. Now, when Trump said he wasn't going to repeal it, he was going to change a couple things, that could be a more long, tedious process. But if they are replacing things with certain Obamacare attributes that were very positive, I'm fine with that. You know, but if we have a crappy bill in the system that has to be redlined and marked up, you know, you might as well rewrite it. We got to get rid of a 2,000-3,000 page thing. I told you, I read the bill and I still cannot say I read the bill because when you read the bill, it alludes to other articles and other papers and other works that you don't have access to. So anybody said, yeah, I read the whole bill, they had to basically sit in the Library of Congress, or they had to basically sit with every single other piece of literature that it alluded to and referred to, or you didn't read it. And then you have to read those pieces also. So let's make something simpler, please. You could easily put a line item saying an insurance company cannot exclude with pre-existing conditions. But we got to be smart about that. That's one of the reasons why the insurance company deductibles and the rates are so high. You have somebody with heart disease, high cholesterol, diabetes, spinal stenosis, all right? Their insurance premiums are not going to cut it. So you and I have to pay for that person's insurance premiums. And we got a lot of people out there with spinal stenosis, a lot of people out there with diabetes, as we just talked about. You know, they've been criticizing Donald Trump for, I'm reading here from the Washington Post, assembling the richest administration in modern American history. I know he was talking about drain the swamp, and I don't really know what he meant by that, except I thought he was meaning the, you know, the political corruption, you know, career politicians. But, you know, I have said for years, I want to see, you know, medical providers, I want to see people who have been successful in their field in the administration. So if he has multi-millionaires and Forbes-certified billionaires or whatever, all right, you know, serving as, let's say, Treasury Secretary or serving in positions that deal with the economy, is it really the worst thing in the world? Because those people know money. Okay, I mean, you surround yourself with people who know what the hell they're doing. I mean, does that, you know, and, you know, same thing with, you know, let's say, I don't know how much the orthopedic surgeon, Representative Price, you know, made, and I don't know what he's worth, but, I would much rather he be at the helm of figuring out how we're going to fix our healthcare system than, you know, somebody who was a political science professor. Not mentioning any names. So, you know, I understand that we don't want it to be a class warfare. We don't want it to be, all right, the rich is telling what the rest of us, you know, need to do. I but, you know, if we have somebody that understands economics, and I've said this over and over again, we are coming into a very, very scary time from an economic standpoint. All right. Companies are trying to replace workers as quickly as they can with machines and kiosks and robots and automation. All right. And Black Friday sales were up, but a big part of that was online shopping. How much longer can these big retail stores hold on to their expensive commercial real estate? And as our baby boomers age, how long are they going to be in their single family residence? And a lot of the millennials are not buying homes. We're going to have a residential glut, we're going to have a commercial real estate glut, and we're going to have high unemployment. Somebody has got to figure out the economics, and if it has to include controlling immigration, if it has to, you know, streamline healthcare spending, if it has to streamline, you know, how we, you know, deal with entitlements, somebody's got to figure this out, because we are expecting the government to need to bail out a lot later. Okay, we are in for a huge economic storm. And if you ask me who you want me captaining, then, you know, the ship, I would probably say I want somebody who understands money, who understands economics, who understands how to get out of a bad recession, and somebody who lived through a recession, and somebody who had the experience to be able to still make it. And because they got to take not just themselves and their family, they got to now take the whole country. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boot takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, remember we talked about scurvy? What's scurvy? Remember the pirates used to get scurvy? Scurvy is vitamin C deficiency. And we used to see it back, obviously, in the olden days when people didn't have enough fruits and vegetables. Well, apparently scurvy has made a comeback, and it reappeared in Australia. Yeah, see, Australia's getting back in the news. Remember I said Australia needs to lay low? Australia needs to lay low. They don't want news like this. Scurvy. Well, they say scurvy, which is linked to poor diets, occurs when you don't get enough vitamin C, and it could be fatal. They say individuals living in remote parts of Australia where there is not sufficient access to fresh produce appear to be at risk for getting the disease, according to Westmead Institute's Center for Diabetes, Obesity, and Endocrinology. The head of the department, Jenny Gunton, told ABC that a patient had a foot ulcer for 7 months, and she wanted to understand why. She was doing the right things. She had normal nerve function, normal blood vessels, but the wound just wouldn't heal. So I looked at things that might stop wounds, like low vitamin C or low zinc. And the patient's vitamin C level was very low, at a rate of 10, when 40 is normal. Let me make sure I put this on mute. So the wound didn't heal, which is why vitamin C is always very, very important for wound healing. Now, she checked other patients and discovered that scurvy was the cause. So, what happens if you have scurvy? Joint pain, swollen gums, fatigue, shortness of breath. But what was really very interesting about this is they were eating vegetables. Okay, they were just eating junk food. So, what they think happened is that the vegetables they were eating were overcooked. So they were eating overcooked vegetables, therefore not receiving the nutritional benefits. Now, these findings were published in Diabetic Medicine Journal. Foods high in vitamin C include leafy greens, citrus fruits, tomatoes, and kiwi fruit. British explorer Captain James Cook encountered scurvy during his voyages and is widely credited as being one of the first to understand why the disease was rapidly occurring among his crew. Very, very cool. So, let's take a look at what you need to do so that you don't overcook your vegetables. Now, according to WebMD, they said you want to buy in-season, locally grown produce, okay? They say those vegetables are cheaper, all right? Locally grown, they taste better, they last longer, they haven't spent days in the refrigerated truck, all right? They say out-of-season vegetables, yeah, you could get some flash-frozen supermarket versions, but flash frozen, I believe, is a, you know, then the vitamins should hopefully be there. You know what? They just moved the article away. Hold on one second. Where is my article? Here. They say rinse fresh vegetables well before using them. Rinse them. Because you got to get off the pesticides and all the crap. They say even if they're skins, you need to wash those also. Because if you peel them, you could still spread the bacteria, insects, pesticide. Never, ever, ever soak your vegetables. Because if you soak them, you lose vitamin C. So they say if you want to preserve the water-soluble vitamins and minerals, you cut vegetables into large pieces or cook them whole. They say baked potatoes have more nutrients than mashed potatoes. They say keep cooking time, temperature, and the amount of liquid to a minimum. Steaming is one of the best ways to cook vegetables. Studies show microwaving broccoli can preserve up to 80% of its vitamin C. And microwaving, get this, seems to be a very good choice for most common vegetables. Baking or roasting is also another healthy option for many veggies. They say cooking on a flat metal surface with little to no oil could be good, like for beets, celery, onions, Swiss chard, and green beets. Sauteed vegetables do require a bit of oil, but this is not a bad thing if you're using heart-healthy oil, like olive or canola. That you said you could add some spices, you could smash or chop garlic to release enzymes that help prevent blood clots. Pretty cool stuff. So they gave some ideas, but again, we can't be soaking them. We can't be overly cooking them. Okay? I mean, you know, we have to be very cautious. But interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Never thought we'd see scurvy coming back. More and more people over 45 years old are getting sexually transmitted infections. You have a high rate of adults getting divorced and changing partners. And they say this has created a conducive environment for STIs or sexually transmitted infections among middle age and beyond. The under 25s and gay men appear to be most at risk for STIs. Heterosexual adults over 45 are now seeing increases in HIV, gonorrhea, herpes, syphilis, chlamydia, and genital warts. Now, this report comes out of England. They say in England, rates of chlamydia rose 63%. Among 45 to 64-year-olds between 2011 and 2015, but it fell for 15 to 24-year-olds. So obviously it's a big piece of public health that needs to be addressed. They say knowledge about STIs could help. recent evidence finds that most people kind of know about HIV, but they don't really know about the others. So they interviewed 31 heterosexual men and women in Glasgow, aged 45 to 65. They explored what middle-aged adults know about HIV and other STIs, and they found four observations. One is their knowledge is limited. They knew about gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, herpes, gender warts, and HIV, but they only recognized the names. They didn't really know much about it. They did tend to know more about HIV, remembering the campaign back in the 1980s and celebrity deaths in the years before treatment. They did know that HIV is obviously rampant in higher risk groups, like those with IV drug use. Epidemics have been in groups of gay men, but that was pretty much the main breadth of their knowledge. They said the participants had learned about STIs as teenagers and young adults between the 1960s and 1980s. And they say their sex education at home had been very limited and unclear, with overtones of moral disapproval. Yeah, my parents would never teach me about the birds and the bees. So my parents did not teach me anything about STDs. No, they did not want to talk about sex with me at all. Because if they did talk about sex, then they believed I would then be doing it. I don't know. So no. So, unfortunately, that age group, okay, who are now in their 60s, okay, and my age group in our 40s, didn't really get a lot of education. I remember we had like one class of sex ed. I think that was it. And I remember they dropped a tampon into a cup of water to show us how it expanded. So we still didn't get it. It really wasn't as good as we needed it to be. They say parents learn about STIs from their children. They found that women in particular had sometimes learned about these STIs because their children had been diagnosed with one. So here's kids getting them before, yeah. And they say knowledge is not the only problem. All right. We have a new type of society, a new sort of dating environment where it's okay to hook up. It's okay to have friends with benefits. And this is something that I don't know how we're going to fix. The idea of I'm going to meet somebody, I am going to be courted, I am going to wait till I'm married before I have sex, I am going to be with that man or that woman for the rest of my life, doesn't seem to be as popular a philosophy as it used to. And so people are getting rid of their virginity as fast as they can say it. Hookups and when you watch TV and you watch movies and when you watch, you just kind of look and go, it's so provocative. I don't know how I would be a teenager and watch what I see on TV. I mean, it's almost like, when I grew up, you only saw boobies or whatever with your fathers or magazines. Now you can see that stuff on that Netflix. You can see, what controls are there? So. We got some issues. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.